pero también trabajando con los bancos, como usted mencionó, y con el sector privado en el marco del Pacto Mundial para los Refugiados y en el marco también, como usted mencionó, de la Declaración de Los Ángeles. Muchas gracias. Let me move now to another region. An important statement from the Islamic Republic of Iran. Thank you very much, Deputy Minister. And I think it is extremely important to recognize, as I did yesterday in my opening statement, that your country has hosted refugees, in particular Afghan refugees, for generations now, and that you have always enacted very inclusive policies. You've been a pioneer, actually, of inclusion in education, in health, in access to work. And you continue to do that in spite of very serious challenges that are linked to the broader context. I want to reassure you that we continue to be committed, first of all, to help you try mobilize more resources. We recognize that it has been quite a challenge in recent years, but we will continue to multiply efforts in this respect. And we will continue also to value the work that we do, not only with Iran, but with other countries regionally, through the platform, the Solution Strategy for Afghan Refugees, and the platform that was created around this strategy through the Global Compact on Refugees. I hear your message for more investments in Afghanistan to try to create conditions for people to return. Not easy, I said it yesterday, especially working in Afghanistan, a country that is in a very peculiar situation from the political and especially political point of view. But like I said yesterday, UNHCR, because of the current context, must work also in countries that are very fragile and very complicated, like Afghanistan, if we want to fulfill our mandate and also help host countries like yours that have been burdened with repeated influxes over the years. I'll move to Europe now and start by thanking Norway for its important mentions of international humanitarian law. Very important reminder. But more broadly, thank you, Norway. We've just had a bilateral discussion, but thank you, Norway, for the incredible support that you have continued to provide to UNHCR, even and increasingly in the last few years. Important reminders that you made of some aspects that need attention, in particular sexual and gender-based violence, something that is intimately linked to IHL, because very often gender-based violence is carried out as a tool of conflict in blatant and grave violation of international humanitarian law. So we need to look at this as well. Well understood, well heard your plea also to pay attention to other vulnerabilities like people that are discriminated because of sexual orientation or gender identity. We will continue to focus on that. And you heard me yesterday, we're very committed to support Robert Piper and the agenda on solutions for internally displaced that will be rolled out in the next few months, I think, as his mandate comes to an end. And allow me to, because they refer to each other, and I hope that this reference ends the debate in that respect, I want to say that much as we will continue to support efforts of Armenia to deal with the large influx of refugees that occurred last year, not only in terms of humanitarian assistance, but also longer-term solutions for the people. We will continue to be engaged with that, and we will continue to work, as we have done for years, with Azerbaijan in efforts to provide solutions to displaced people, we also hope that current ongoing difficult discussions on finding a way towards peace between the two countries will continue, because that will be the only framework within which we will be finally be able to find all solutions to all forms of displacement in that particular context. And let me praise very warmly North Macedonia for its rather extraordinary efforts that were reported to reduce and eliminate statelessness, one of the strongest efforts in Europe and actually worldwide. I understand from my colleagues that North Macedonia is very close to the eradication of statelessness, and thank you for these important efforts. Thank you for sharing them with us. Thank you for being part of the Global Alliance. You're a champion. Thank you very much.